Item 8's consent calendar. Does council wish to remove any of those items and discuss them individually? We have A through H. What have any in the public?
Consent calendar.
Got a first by Ron. Second by Dave. All those in favor? Well, there's minutes. Let's go ahead and roll call. Mike, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Terry?
Yes.
Yes. Dave?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
And Jason?
Yes.
Then calendar's approved. Item 9 is the claims. Questions or comments?
I need some clarity, I guess, on page 11, there's fire radios. On page 17, there's ambulance radios. $17,000 fire, $24,000 in ambulance.
This is part of the state's radio program upgrade. All emergency personnel across the entire state actually have to change our radios. When does it go into effect? 2020. The radios, and every year they tell me, and I include in the budget, and I think I black it out every year to tell you how much they are. Like 800 a piece or 1200. Oh, geez, that's why I don't remember. It's a crazy amount, but these actually were paid through a grant. But the future ones that we're going to need, we're trying to find more grants to have them paid for, but some of them we are going to have to use city funds to pay for it.
Was the grant already received earlier in the year?
On page 5, there's $1,700 for Rasmussen for the Sampson building heat.
The heater wasn't working.
Heater wasn't working.
Yeah.
So we paid for that, but though we're renting that from.
Yes, we are renting it, but we actually do not pay a monthly rental fee at all. It is for free, but part of that was that we would maintain it, including the heating system for it.
That's part of the contract.
Yeah.
And on page 22, there is $54,500 and just said garages contract. Is that for the Woodland Home garages? Is
yes.
Is that the contract
yes.
to build those?
Okay.
That's the second payment on that, too, I believe. Third payment on that. Any other questions? Is there a motion? First by Becca.
Second.
Second by Steve. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
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 Opposed, a no. That motion carries unanimously. Item 10 is public hearings. This is to approve a special event license for January 11th. All the needed paperwork was included. I believe the insurance was up to date, so any questions on that? How about public input, comments, questions, concerns? First by Rhea.
Second.
Second by Becca. All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed, a no. That motion carries. Reports, we have subset A. This is second reading of supplemental appropriations. This is for the 2019 budget, and I'll turn it over to you, Faye.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. This is the second reading of Ordinance 2019-12. There are no changes to this from last time. And I forgot to look this up, but Ann let me know that I do have the wrong codes under airport and streets, and in my mind I cannot. So I will make sure that the coding is right. The 4350 and the 4520, which is coding, is incorrect, and I will make sure that that is street lightings and airport. I forgot to look that up today, but she let me know that.
So on the actual ordinance itself, there'll be a correction.
There will, and I wish I could tell you the numbers, but on the top of my head, I don't have that. Well, it does to show where it's going to.
Airport, it has 4520 and 42600.
42600 is okay. Supplies is fine. That the 42600 is fine. Yeah, it's a 4520 and the 4350. And on the top of my head, I would think that I think street lighting is 4312 instead of 4350.
So, Mr. Barnier, that wouldn't be a significant change.
As far as the account numbers, you can identify the name of the fund that it's going from and into, even if you're not sure of all six digits. I'd argue, if we wind up in court, I'll argue that's not a substantial change.
I think that makes sense to have the motion to include with the corrections. Lisa's got it right here.
I have the master file on my computer, Faye.
Is there any further discussion from council?
Yes.
Go ahead, Mike.
On December 2nd, total value is $3,961. On the second reading, the total value is $4,092,041. I don't know if it's a significant change or not. Public perspective, it looks bad.
I think the numbers are the same, so if the addition was...
The numbers are the same.
Right. For December 2nd. Look on the second reading, find an addition of $131,000. I don't know if that's a significant difference or not.
Oh, okay. Because of the transfer... Was not. That is an addition. No, it's on this one. It's, oh. There's a motion to transfer the funds from equipment. Right.
Okay. So the reason for that difference was a motion that was made on the consent calendar here, which was actually reimbursing the sanitation fund for some of the funds that previously over the last several years had been transferred from the sanitation fund into the equipment replacement fund. Our auditors have stated that since the sanitation trucks that are used for that are only used for sanitation purposes, then the actual expenditure has to come out of the sanitation fund and not out of the equipment replacement fund. So we calculated the total amount of money that has gone from the sanitation fund into the equipment replacement fund, and we subtracted out the sanitation trucks that have been purchased with that money, and the difference, it, according to your previous action, was now sent back to the sanitation fund so that the sanitation fund was made whole. So that is a difference between the first reading and the second reading. However, when you look at the total amount of money, that is less than, what, 10%? 10% of what the supplemental appropriation is. And usually what has kind of been looked at is when it's a change of more than 20%, you know, perhaps that's a significant change. That was all included in the council report for 8B, the explanation as to why that happened.
As far as future actions, does that, we now have this figured out where we won't have to move it at the end of the year unless we're told we have to do it differently.
We should clean it. We didn't in 2020? And the reason for this is we heard from it from our auditors when they completed our audit, which that was completed. We got the final report, I think, in late July or August, and so that's when we had to start looking at this so we can make that correction.
And that's basically the 9000-51100 is the difference.
We approved in the consent calendar.
131,041 cents dollars, and it goes against the equipment replacement at a 9000-51100 to transfer out. And I mean, it's all here. The only problem is that it wasn't noticed.
How about public input on this matter? Second reading. Any further council discussion? Is there a motion?
I would so move to approve with the correction. The airport now is 4350 is the number involved there. Street lighting is 4316. Also taking note once again of our discussion and the transfer, the change from sanitation and equipment. And thank you, Mike, for pointing that out so that was made evident to the public.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Becca. Any last discussion? This is an ordinance, second reading, so I'll roll call it. Jason, I'll start with you.
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
I'm yes. Terry?
Yes.
And Mike?
No.
That second reading passes.